1. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter number 2, beginning at verse number 1. I am so thankful for the Word of God. As I'm going to share this morning, you're going to find that the Word of God is one of the greatest things that you can have in your possession. Hallelujah. But yet, we take it for granted so often. I told you already, we're fickle creatures. We have the greatest, the best, and we settle for least. I don't know why we do that, but we do, and that's why I'm so thankful for the mercifulness of God, God's goodness, because He just pours out handfuls on purpose just to help us keep moving forward in His will and His way. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 1, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Praise our God. You may be seated again this morning. Amen. I want to preach, and you may think my grammar's incorrect, but it's not. You'll see that when we get to the end of this message, if we make it to the end before the coming of the Lord. And that's not talking about my longevity. That's talking about the nearness of the coming of the Lord. Amen. But I exhort, therefore, that first, in your daily life, in your lifestyle, in what you do day by day, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. You realize just that verse can get fulfilled in our life. How blessed we will be and how blessed others will be. First of all, pray for kings. Pray for all that are in authority. Because if things go well there, we can lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good. In other words, it's the right way, and it's exactly what God wants. This is what our Savior wants. Us living godly and honestly in this present world. Because it is the will of God who will have all men to be saved. And this is another sentence. Another statement, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. So it's one thing to be saved, and it's another thing to come to the knowledge of the truths of the kingdom of God. But it's God's will that all men be saved, and that all men come to the knowledge of the truth of God's kingdom. This is what church is all about. This is why God has established corporate worship, teaching, preaching God's word, so that we can come to the knowledge, God's truth. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to preach truly furnished. Truly furnished this morning. You see, God has provided everything I'm going to need. He has provided everything you're going to need to fulfill the will of God for your life. He did not save me so I could just be a loose do what I want to do for the King. Do what I want to do for God. Do what I want to do when I want to. Wait a minute. Something about that's not right. Because salvation is a surrender of me to the will of God. Hallelujah. And so we've got to understand then, I will if God will. Praise the Lord. It's not a matter of what I want. It's a matter of what does my God want. Hallelujah. You see, Paul, he was called, he was ordained a preacher. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 7, it says, whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. So he's making a statement here of his calling of God to bring about truth to the Gentiles. That's us. That's you and me. Hallelujah. Praise God. In 1 Timothy 3:15, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. This is what I was saying. The church was ordained by God so truth could be presented unto all believers and to those that are lost, as many that would come into the house of God or that were compelled to come in. Hallelujah. You can win them on the street. God wants them one on the street, but God really wants them in the house of God. He wants you to live your life that would compel them to be part of what's going on in the house of God. He wants you to be that light to shine. He wants you to be that power of persuasion. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost of God that will produce love in your heart for all souls and all men, and you'll not be prejudiced against any, but you'll want to see them all saved, just like your God does. Ooh, hallelujah. He's not willing that any should perish. No, he wants all men to be saved. So everybody you meet is a candidate for salvation, or they're already saved and a candidate for the knowledge of truth. And that's where you and I come in. Hallelujah. Because you and I are to be truly furnished by the glorious things of the kingdom of God, so that we can share them with others. You like to share? Do you like to share? Or are you one of the ones that like to keep it all for yourself? Do you like to share? You know, I mean, it's something that you have to be trained to do. Some are born with a temperament. They'll just give you the shirt right off their back. Others, they got to learn how to share. Mine. You know, that just comes natural. Mine. This is mine. You know, mine. Remember, it's mine. Praise the Lord. Share. Share what God has done for you. Share what God has done in you. Hallelujah. And you see that the church of the living God is the pillar and the crown of truth. Hallelujah. This is why the enemy attacks the corporate church. We each individually come under the attack of the enemy. We're bombarded by propaganda of the world continually. And that's individual, but when the enemy can begin to infiltrate the corporate church and cause division, discord, then the pillar and the ground of truth is not effective. You see, because when men and women come into the house of God, they need to find what we are experiencing in the house of God, revival on a continual basis. Hallelujah. They need to encounter God like we've already encountered God this morning. Hallelujah. They need that. We need that. Everybody on the face of the earth needs to be found in the presence of God, even if they don't want to be there. They still need to be found there, because that will be the only hope they have for their soul, is if they will ever be sensitive to the Spirit of God and turn their lives wholly to the Lord Jesus Christ. Truly furnished. Hallelujah. You and I, praise God, growing in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord. In 1 Timothy 4:1, it says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Wow. How can men and women sit in the presence of God and still be tempted to remain in sin? The conscience is becoming seared, desensitized by the wickedness of the world, thinking, oh, it's not that bad. If God's word says it's wrong, it's very bad. But if our mind frame begins to think like the world, well, everybody's doing it. Well, if everybody's going to go jump off a bridge, are you going to do that too? If you use that excuse, well, everybody's doing it, well, you're going to follow what everybody does, or you're going to follow what your Lord, your Savior does? Truly furnished. Truly furnished. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 6:3, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. We've seen an abundance of that in the church world, have we not? In these last days that we're living, the very truths of the kingdom of God and the very truths of the word of God, we have seen them fulfilled in our day, in our eyes, as they saw it in their day and in their eyes. Why? Well, it's just that simplicity. There's nothing new under the sun. Sin has always been around, and evil men have always been around, and seducers have always been around, and they're around today, but it's up to you and I to be truly furnished. Hallelujah. From God's holy word. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:18, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Do we not have people in this day and this hour that are not looking for the coming of the Lord in churches? See, it's nothing has really changed. Over time, the same errors creep right back into the church. And if we're not careful, over time, error will creep right into us unless we're truly furnished. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 2:25, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. In other words, keep preaching the truth. In meekness, in love, in kindness, hoping that repentance will happen. Repentance is acknowledging the truth of God's word in my life. And I'm turning from the wrong, and I'm doing now the right. Praise our God. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy 3:7 and 8, ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the truth. My. Don't we have so many teachers across the airwaves and in the books? And I'm sad to say, it really saddens me to go to a Christian bookstore, because there is so much garbage in a Christian bookstore. And the good stuff you can't find anywhere. Go look for a King James Version Bible. It's that small little section over there with one shelf in a place called Mardell's. and then all that Bible section is all kinds of erroneous Bibles. One little section for truth. Now, you may think that's a little sarcastic. You may think that's a little abrupt. You may think that's maybe an exaggeration. Go look. The church realm is moving to a place where now the statement is, we don't even need a Bible. You know where it started? When they started trying to alter the King James Version Bible and saying we need a new, up-to-date translation, and then they didn't even give one. They gave a paraphrase. They used the wrong manuscripts, and the church world has grabbed a hold of it and just loved it and forsaken truth. I've watched it over the years. Started out parallel. King James, NIV. Give it 10 years, it's NIV. They've forsaken truth. We got to understand, to be truly furnished, we're going to need the truth. Hallelujah. And that's why we hold strong and fast to the King James Version of the Bible, because it has been proved and tested with time that it is the word that God honors and God moves on. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4 and 2, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall turn unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of the evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Be it known, when you stand for the truth of God's word, you will be afflicted. You will be standing alone multitudes of times. But I'd rather stand alone on the truths of God than with the multitude that is forsaking it. Hallelujah. John 17, 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. The sanction of Jesus Christ, of the apostles' words of truth. That's why we can cling to the epistles of Paul, of Peter, of John, of James, of Jude. That's why we can count them the word of God, because Christ sanctioned their word was his word. Hallelujah. Because they were his apostles to build the church and take truth and teach it to others. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Wow. So where do I reach the place where I have made it and I don't have to add any more good works? There is no such place. Truly furnished to all good works. No matter what era of time, no matter how long it's been, it's always right to do right. It's always right to do good. Hallelujah. But it's never right to do wrong. But we're living in an hour where they call right wrong and wrong right. And you and I must be truly furnished, or Today's word is thoroughly, completely furnished to all good works. What does that mean? That means that whatever I meet on a day-by-day basis, I need to make sure I do what's right in that situation. It makes no difference what anybody else does. I must make sure I do right in that given situation. Because if you stand before God and you give Him the excuse, well, I did that because they did that. Here's what He's going to say. I'm not dealing with them. I'm dealing with you. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. It's not a matter of what men do to me. It's a matter of what I do to men. And because I am called, you are called to be a light, to be a witness, to shine bright, to be thoroughly furnished in God's word and living it. Hallelujah! That men might see your good works and do what? Glorify God in heaven. Hallelujah. You're not doing good works so somebody can pat you on the back and say, my, aren't you good? You are doing good works to glorify your Father in heaven, that men might be compelled to come into the house of God and worship the God you worship and serve the God you serve, because they see the change that is made in your life. But if your life is not changing, then you don't believe in your God. And you sure don't believe it's His word. And you're missing out on the fact that you're going to be judged by His word. So why do I want to remain the same when God's word tells me to change? That's a good question, isn't it? Why would we not want to change when God's word says we need to change? Other than we're prideful, self-willed, and are not interested in doing the will of God at all. But we sure don't want to go to hell. Well, now's the time to make some changes then, so you don't go there. Because if you're not willing to change, that's where you're headed. That's where you're headed. Because it's not just saved, unless you're a thief on the cross and you ain't got time to come to the knowledge of truth. Woo. And don't be a gambler and try to wait to the last moment so you're not accountable for all the garbage you love to live. Because there won't be a time of repentance found for you. I've seen it personally. They just wait and wait and wait, and they waited too long, and they died lost. And you knew they died lost. And they had every opportunity to die saved. But they just wouldn't do it. But see, God's not willing that anybody would perish. He wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, to be truly furnished, so that you might be able to give an answer to those that are around you of why you believe what you believe and why you live what you live. Hallelujah. Don't think that affliction is something to run from. No, 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 no. Affliction is the door to share truth. Why do you live the way you live? Well, here, let me show you. You see, Jesus Christ has saved me. And now I am walking in the light of His word. And because I love Him, I want to serve Him according to His word, according to His ways. Hallelujah. And that's why that I live the way that I live. And that's why I want to be kind. That's why I want to be merciful. That's why I want to be forgiving. That's why I want to be full of joy. That's why I want to be happy to people, be kind to people, treat people right. Hallelujah. Because too many times we'd rather go, oh yeah. Yeah, those people that just don't treat you right, those people that just really are rude to you. And so, yeah, you know, that you know, if we're not careful, we think that's an excuse for us to be rude. But it's not. It's not, because those people didn't save us. Those people didn't have mercy on us. But Jesus Christ did, so he's worthy of worship. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah. At the gas pump. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah. Here I am to worship at the checkout line. Here I am to worship. Hallelujah. Here I am to do right. That's worship, my friend. Hallelujah. Here I am to be kind. That's worship. Here I am to be patient. That's worship. Are we getting the picture? Hallelujah. I mean, anybody can stand and say they love God, but if you're standing in that grocery line and you're breathing out threatenings at that person behind you, in front of you, that ain't loving God. But we've all been tempted in all points, or Christ has been tempted in all points, and it seems like we are always tempted in those points. Hallelujah. But praise be to God, we can be truly furnished unto all good works through God's word and the power of the Holy Ghost of God. Proverbs 1 and 7, and I'm rapidly closing. Oh, I'm doing good. Hallelujah. Or I think I am anyway. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What is the fear of the Lord? That means I want to know what God wants me to do, and I want to do it. Yeah, and God's going to give me that knowledge. He'll give me that understanding. He's not going to leave me. He's not going to forsake me. You know, we always say, you know, we always love that scripture, you know, God will never leave me nor forsake me when we're in our times of trouble. Well, he's right there when it ain't trouble time either. Hallelujah. To teach me and give me all wisdom and understanding of the holy kingdom of God. That's where we need to be found, so that we won't have to be found in those times of affliction, so to speak, that we bring upon ourselves for our own behavior. Whew. Hosea 6 and 3, and this is the last scripture. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter, the former rain, unto the earth. It's one thing to be saved, but it's another thing to come to the knowledge of truth. But if we get saved and follow on to know the Lord, this little saying, his going forth is prepared as the morning. Have you ever noticed that morning always comes? It's set in time that morning always comes. That lets me know that God is there all the time. Just like morning always comes, God is always there. Hallelujah. You can just count on it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to fear. You don't have to doubt. Because he's prepared as the morning. He is always right there. Woo, praise God. And he's going to bring the rain. Now, this is not necessarily talking about the Holy Ghost, but we can put the Holy Ghost here if we want to. It is talking about the provision that God has for his people to be truly furnished. Just like he provided, because that was the promise in the Old Testament to the children of Israel, that when you plant your crops, I'll send you the rain that will get them in the ground. And then I'll send you the rain that will make them grow and produce abundantly, if you will but serve me. Whoop. And so the promise to you and I is not necessarily now our crops, though it could be our gardens, it could be those things, but it's all the provisions that we're going to need for our lives while we're here serving God. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He will abundantly supply our needs according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. In other words, it's God's promise that if we will, he will. But if you're trying to get him to do his part without doing your part, I think the Bible, what was that word there in the scripture? Fools. Yeah, fools despise wisdom and instruction. So if you're trying to get God to do his part without you doing your part, you are very foolish. And you're not understanding the knowledge of the truth. You are still being deceived by the enemy, and you need to get in wholeheartedly into the kingdom of God to where knowledge and truth can begin to lead your life. Hallelujah. And then you will know. Woo! You will know, and you will follow on to know the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. And He will begin to bring forth bountiful fruit into our lives. The bountiful fruit of the good works of the kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Could I have a piano player here as we're closing this service? So thankful for the presence of our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. So thankful that we press on in. Hallelujah. Into the presence of our God, because that's what we need. We've got to have the presence of God so that the Word of God can bring forth fruition. We know that God is in the house. Hallelujah. And then when His Word begins to come our way, we know God's talking to us. Hallelujah. We can't make excuses after we've been in the presence of God. You heard the Word of God in Sunday school. The presence of God came by to saturate our hearts and bring us sensitive to God. And now the Word of God comes forth again so that we can glean and be truly furnished unto all good works, knowing the truths of His glorious kingdom. Stand with me. Stand with me. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Glory, glory. Hallelujah to the King. Praise God. Could we just lift our hands unto the Lord? And we just thank Him, hallelujah, for what He has done in this house this morning, by His Spirit and by His Word. Oh God of heaven, we worship You. We praise You. We magnify Your holy name. And we rejoice, God, in Your kindness that You have shown unto us. Praise be to the King. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. Praise be to our God. Oh Lord, we rejoice that our name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank You, Lord, that we've received the gift of Your Holy Ghost. Thank You for the cleansing of the power of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank You for Your holy Word, whereby we might know You, walk with You, and be like You, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank You, Jesus.